الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار. In the previous ayat also, Allah mentioned the qualities of those people, which if they acquire them, then the eyes of the heart open up. And then they have no confusion, and they can see everything very clearly. They see the Akhirat, and they give preference to the Akhirat, and prepare for that. The first quality which was referred to yesterday was the quality of Iman. That they have this Iman, and because of this Iman, they see the whole dunya, but the eyes of Iman. They don't look at Deen with the eyes of dunya, but they look at dunya with the eyes of Deen. And that is the greatest quality of Iman. And because of that, they are constantly worried of their Akhirat, and they make dua, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. As mentioned, we should, each one of us should think, when do I make dua that Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam, save me from the azab of the qabr. We hardly make that dua. And duas normally also for deen, these qualities which are mentioned here, we hardly make dua or effort for them. For dunya, somebody is sick, somebody has met up with an accident or any other problem, for dunya's things we make dua. But for deen's things, we hardly make dua. The next quality Allah Ta'ala refers to, as-sabirin, or sabr karne wale hai. They are those people who make sabr. That is the three types of sabr. That is when you want to have to do a right thing and you don't feel like doing it. You have to constrain yourself to doing it. That is called sabr. Like getting up for Fajr, you don't feel like getting up. You find it very hard. But sabr, you control your nafs and you make sure you get up. There is a woman that is, you want to look at that woman. And you have to control yourself, make sabr, you don't look. And the second is that you stay sabr from staying away from haram. First is to do what we are commanded to do. Second is to stay away from haram. And the third is the normal sabr which we understand, that when some difficulty comes, we make sabr. And that means, that doesn't mean we don't cry. If it's something to cry about, that is quite in order. But to lament, wail and moan about it, and cry and make a big hue and cry about it, that is not right. And we should not say anything that is against Iman and against the will of Allah Ta'ala. When difficulties come, we should handle them with sabr. And then the third quality was sadiqeen, and those who are truthful. That is another very important quality. It is narrated in the hadith. A Muslim can steal. A Muslim can commit adultery, but a Muslim can't lie. Lying and a Muslim don't go together. But unfortunately today, how much don't we lie? Right in the home, to the wife we lie so much. To other people, just to make other people happy, we lie. We make some jokes, and in that are lies also. And no benefit whatsoever. And we put our Iman in a dangerous place. So the quality of these righteous people is that they are the truthful people. And a person who is truthful at all times, he is beloved by everyone. And a person who lies, nobody has any trust on him, nobody wants to listen to him also. وَالْقَانِتِينَ or hukam baja lani wale. And those people who are qanitin, who fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, who have got humility on them. Both meanings are of qanitin. Those people who are humble, and those people who have istiqamat, and they continuously fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So that is also a quality that we have to strive for. Cherish it, make dua for it, and make effort, we get these qualities. That we have this humility in us. Pride is a very bad quality. And to have humbleness is a very great quality. Big, big problems will be solved if people have humility in them. And small matters will become very big if there is pride in us. Pride will not allow happiness to root to exist. So that is another great quality. Wal munfiqeen or kharaj karne wale. And those people who spend in the path of Allah. We shouldn't hoard our money. The bare minimum is to give our zakat, which is only 2.5%. That is 97.5% of our wealth still remains with us. Only 2.5%. And the 2.5% we take out, it purifies the 97.5%. And it protects the 97.5%. And it puts barakat into the 97.5%. So we should open our hearts and spend in the path of Allah. And Allah has given people who are rich, zakat is on the rich, so that they think of the poor and they spend on the poor. Otherwise Allah could make all the people rich. But Allah has kept this imbalance for the benefit and the proper system and running of the world. If everyone Allah made rich, then we wouldn't find anyone working for anyone. And if there are no workers, then what will be our condition? We need, all of us, we need workers. And if there were no rich people, then who should employ the poor people? So Allah has made the whole system a perfect system of Allah Ta'ala. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ اور گناہ بخشنے والی پیچھلی رات میں. And those people who get up to Hajjud time and they make istighfar, toba istighfar. They make their ibadat also, and one of the particular ibadat, they ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And this comes in many places in the Quran, where those people are praised who get up at Tahajjud time, and they ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. The reasons for this are two. One is that the sleep at Tahajjud time is very sweet. Very difficult to get up. At that time, eyes don't want to open. And even if they open, instead of coming out of the blankets, we cover ourselves even more. So those who sacrifice that, and they get up, and they make their tahajjud, and they cry to Allah, Allah loves them tremendously. The other reason is the time of tahajjud, tahajjud time is a time of Allah's rahmat coming pouring down. And at that time, instead of being covered in the blanket, we should be on the musalla and taking the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. That is not a time to be in the blanket and cuddling up. That's not even the work of woman. Woman also should be up at that time. Everyone, and Allah's rahmat that is pouring down, we should be taking of it. So those people are very praiseworthy. And one of the great qualities of these people, whose eyes of the heart will open, that they make tawbah and istighfar at that time. So all these qualities of iman, of sabr, patience, of being truthful, of being humble and steadfast on deen, and those who spend in the path of Allah, and those who get up at tahajjud time and make tawbah and istighfar. And now, especially with winter, long nights, it's not difficult to get up. And we have so much of facilities. We've got our blankets enough to keep us warm. We got enough warm clothing if we will get up. Then we have got our heating system. And then we have got electric blankets. We have got everything. We shouldn't make excuses. We should get up and make tahajjud. So these are great qualities which we should try and imbibe in ourselves. If we bring these qualities, Allah by the barakat of that will open the eyes of the heart. And that person whose eyes of the heart is open, he sees things which other people cannot see. He has that yaqeen which other people cannot have. His whole life is completely different. And he's a different person compared to everyone else. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept. سبحان الله يا حبيبي